Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. It's 8:05 a.m. Eastern Time, April 28th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Well, we're wrapping off the week. We're wrapping off a month here. Excellent performance yesterday in the stock market, being up 79 points in a single day. If that's not a sign of a level 3 bottom, I don't know what would be. Now, that's strictly looking at the change of price, the momentum, overall price, looking at a few technical indicators. But if we look at some of the news, the mood changed. If you look at the news cycle, what the media is talking about, they were nervous the prior 2 days over the economy and the banking crisis. And then it's like yesterday, they just threw that out. They were nervous that their earnings are rather mixed here in high tech, some doing good, some not so good. They did get excited over Facebook and other types of big name techs that actually did pretty good. That got them excited. But they seem to have flipped to a concept of, we're going to get through this long term. The market's going higher long term, regardless of the Fed, interest rates, inflation, and inflation's probably going down. And even if we're going into recession, it may not matter to the stock market right now. Everything is just dialed in. You cannot give us enough bearish information to drive this market lower. We're not doing it. We're going to hang on our stocks no matter what. Put them in a cookie jar and walk away and forget about everything. Okay? It seems to, and it's amazing how quickly they flipped to that kind of attitude. And I do think they caught some bears who are simply too bearish here. And they got burned a little bit yesterday, okay? I think they found when they wanted to buy, no one wanted to sell. The buyers on the way down simply said, well, I'm not selling now. I want to make money, okay? And so you could argue that's the short covering, and you could argue is never high quality demand, but it's interesting how it can lead better quality demand. It's not necessarily a negative signal. Anyways, I'm putting it down as a good day. I like the volume, okay? I like how the indexes played with one another. I like the fact the NASDAQ was still the stronger on a percentage basis, okay? However, the model's saying it isn't necessarily a level 3 bottom. Something could go wrong into next week. And model's also saying that it's a level 4 upswing, but it should have been over with yesterday, or at least overnight for the futures. And the futures are off 15 points this morning, and some of that also has to do with a few earnings that they didn't particularly care for. But other than that, there's really no bad news. I don't think there's a reason to put this market down, okay? So I think we've got to consider a level 4 intra-week downswing is underway into Monday. So I do think they're going to back it off to finish the month, okay? The key is, will they back it all the way off? That would not be a good sign for some people, okay? And I'm not sure how the model will come up with whatever it's going to come up with off of that and what will be my opinion of that. I think it's going to back off some. I think it's going to create a little gap here where it might have to pick its head up today anyways. There is a gap yesterday I'll talk about in a moment when, yes, the market may go all the way back down. This might have been just a sizable knee-jerk reaction, but it looks too good for that. I think what's going on is even if it backs off into Monday, it won't back off much at all. It might just stall out, finish the month off, start the next month. But I think that level 3 trend is up from the low of the month, okay, which was yesterday, all right, or the day before. And I think that level 3 trend should be up into sometime next week. It doesn't have to top out to the end of the week, which means they may like what the Federal Reserve does, or there may be other information when they decide to buy regardless of what the Fed does, okay? But the market could top out just ahead of the Fed and during the Fed. Now, the Fed is a 2-day meeting, Tuesday and Wednesday, and what the model's suggesting is it can slip back into Monday, then go up Monday, Tuesday, and maybe even up into Wednesday. Wednesday will be the end of the Fed meeting when they announce what they're going to do with interest rates. And this morning, again, the mood, the short-term news cycle that probably relates to level 4, level 3s, has flipped. They're now thinking the Federal Reserve has enough information on inflation that they really shouldn't raise rates. But no one knows for sure. They may raise one more time and tell us that, and that can still be bullish. They may not raise and tell us they're not going to raise for a while. That should be even more bullish. I don't think they can really give us a bearish scenario. If they do, it's going to be they left the rates unchanged or raised them, but then told us they see other issues they may raise later. They just didn't talk it up as dovish as we'd like, okay? So we'll see when we get there, obviously, of how it's all going to play out. But I do think we're in a level three uptrend, and for as much as this moved, and I realize it moved 50, 60%, that's a good level where someone wants to sell it, at least chart readers, technical people, some of the quantitative price people. But I think there's more upside than this. And if it takes out yesterday's high, I think they're going to challenge the high of April, or at least of the high of April 18th. All right. So yesterday it also came down into some of our target levels for the downside and held up very well. And then they bought it, and that was primarily for the futures market. Now I'm going to flip over to the cash because I want to find that gap yesterday. So yesterday it created a gap from 4075.29 down to, let's say, 4056.27, maybe 4060.88, depending on how you look at it. That, if it wants to fill that gap, it's going to wipe out the whole up move yesterday. I don't think it's going to do it right away. I don't think it's going to do it today. I don't even know if it's going to do it on Monday. It probably would be later in the week where there's something they don't like about the Federal Reserve. Now, keep in mind, 2 weeks from now, we're also going to have the inflation report, and I think it's going to be pretty good. Some are worried it's just going to stall out on us and not do much, but I think it could come down some, and then I think it's the next month that stalls out or comes up a little bit, and then I think the month after that would be lower still, and then I think we're going to be all right for the rest of the year, okay? And I think interest rates will kind of fluctuate along with that, and by the way, interest rates bottom for level three finally later than they should have, in my opinion, but within the latest allowed by the model, so the model wasn't wrong. It's bounced enough, but notice the stock market went up with the higher interest rates. Normally, most people would expect to do opposite. Didn't do it. And that tells us that really the stock market was too oversold. They beat it up too much. There's lingering strength there, and they really didn't care what the interest rates were doing, okay? And the interest rates also overdid it a bit, okay, to the downside. So anyway, I'm comfortable with what's going on with interest rates. Even though the dollar's up a little bit this week or trying to pick up, I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with the VIX. The VIX is up just slightly, but on the monthly chart, you barely notice it. It's down well from the prior month. I think it looks fine. I don't see anything in the way of this market moving higher in the June, July. I don't see anything in the way of moving sideways into that May 8th or later bottom. In other words, probably around the inflation report, May 10th, and then moving up late May. But we do have a situation here when the market may zigzag and move sideways until May 8th. And we have a situation when we may see it up next week, only to see it down a bit, then maybe up a little bit for the inflation report, and then down some more. And overall, it was just down into May 8th. We still have risk of a muddling, mud-like market here, fuzziness into May 8th or later. But it still looks bullish late May into June, if not into July, and it's bullish this year. So we just got to deal with some problems here on this data coming in the next 2 weeks, okay? Because we also got a jobs report next week. We also got the PMIs to give us a clue where the economy's going and GDP's going. Now, GDP yesterday came in at 1.1%, a little weaker, okay? But the market tended to like that. It's okay with the economy cooling off now. It's not okay if it's going into a recession, but it's kind of thinking it's not going to be a serious recession and it's all going to be fine and we're all going to move forward later. So anyways, realize this market can go back to 40-60 now into next week, but also realize it may yet challenge. It did, by the way, fill the gap created on April 25th, or I think it filled it close enough, and it is very extremely short-term overbought, meaning very fast type trading. So I will understand it backing off into Monday, okay? But I don't think it's going to back off much. I think this market would very much like to tackle the April 18th high in the cash at 4169.48. And I think that might possibly be a new high for the year. I have to go back. Maybe that was back in March. I forget. There is a 41.95 or 96, but I can't remember if that was the futures. Any rate, I think we're going to be okay. This is bullish. I think they got most of the selling out of the way, or at least a sizable increment of what's going to occur now into that mid to late May bottom. And I don't know as the market's going even lower by time of that bottom. Ideally, it should, but it can rally for a little while first here. It can move sideways for a while and then drop at the last minute. But I don't think we're dealing with an ideal bearish move into May 8th or now. I'm thinking that bottom by May 8th or a little later is going to come in higher price than the bottom this week. And that bottom is 40.49.35. But we do have a gap in the 40.60s that's going to frustrate some people. And if they start knocking it down pretty soon, that will become like a magnet, a target for them. And it'll probably become self-fulfilling prophecy and they'll put it there. Otherwise, like I said, I think things are starting to look great for a bull market in the next year. It's great for this decade. It's looking really good for late May into June, July. But we got issues that can still occur now into May 8th or a little later. But inside of that, I think there's a little more upside here by next week. And then we've got some fluctuations to deal with. And we've got the data to deal with in the next 2 weeks. Lots of important data. More data next week than the following week. But the following week is the inflation report. Okay. And then next week is the Federal Reserve, whether they're going to do something. My vote is they really shouldn't raise the rate. But if they do, I'm hopeful they give us a clue that they're probably done, because they should be. And they should only raise it a quarter point. But I'm hopeful they're done. There's enough evidence here they should be. But we know how they drag their feet, like to be cautious. They want to prove who's boss. They may yet raise it a quarter point. Any rate, don't be surprised. A little setback today. But I don't think it's going all the way down to that 40-60 gap. Okay? But obviously, time will tell. We always have to say that. All right. Have a great weekend. Have a great day. And thank you. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results.